Because we ask it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. Hope you had a good week. We thank God. Now, we have this given to us as a manual. It may be written as in this form, or it may be electronic, where you can listen to it. Inspired by the Holy Spirit to tell you who you are, whose you are, and how to relate with each other. And our Father, our Heavenly Father, started it all. And the purpose is that we should know how to relate with Him and with the people around us. So the theme for today is children of God, love one another. And we are reading from 1 John chapter 2, verse 28, right through to chapter 3 and part of chapter 4. However, just as Mike said, I have just extracted some of the verses. We are the children of God. 1 John chapter 2, starting from 28, reads, "And now, dear children, continue in Him, so that when He appears, we may be confident and unashamed before Him at His coming." I don't know about you, but I remember when I was growing up, I was always more confident to speak to my dad than any uncle or relations or visitors. Yes, I used to fear sometimes, because when I take a wrong turn, I am chastised. But still, I had that confidence to speak to my dad. And surprisingly, some people didn't have that confidence to even talk to my dad, even that they were contemporaries. Some may even want to come and talk to us, to talk to our dad. With hindsight, I keep thinking, why was that happening? Maybe because of fear. But when you have a good relationship with your Father, with your Heavenly Father, then you have no reason to be ashamed. When He comes, you will happily and joyfully be looking forward to being with Him. We go on to 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. "See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are." Verse 2 of that chapter goes on to say, "Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known." If we continue being the children of God, continue being obediently doing His will, certainly when He comes, we will be with Him. And we will be much better than we are now. Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 1 also says that we are the children of our Heavenly Father. For we are holy people. Out of the peoples of the face of the earth, the Lord has chosen us as His treasured possessions. Do you claim that? You need to claim that. We are His treasured possessions. Now, to buttress this children, that we are children of God, can I please ask somebody to read for us Romans 8, 16? Sister Lien? Romans 8:16.
The Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children.
Yes, we are. As God's children, He has made us heirs with His Son Jesus Christ, as it is given in Galatians chapter 4, verse 7. Also in Romans chapter 8, verse 17. So, as God's children, what do we enjoy or benefit from being God's children? Love. He loves us. There is no love in the world that can compare with the love that we enjoy from our Heavenly Father. That is His joy. And to buttress that, we have in 1 John chapter 3, see what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. Lavished love that we have never seen. Can somebody read for us John chapter 3, 16, please? Some of us may even say it by heart. What does it say? Amen. That's God's love for you and I, that He sent His only begotten Son so that we should not perish but have everlasting life. Also, in 1 John chapter 3, 16, we have it that this is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down His life for us, and we ought to lay down ours for our brothers and our sisters. We've seen that we are God's children. We have seen that God loves us. And we are heading somewhere. 1 John chapter 4, 10 says, herein is love. Not that we loved God, but He loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Before we were born, he knew of us, all in his plan, sinless, but then we are born into sin. And it is just for us to accept that he is our creator and to accept Jesus Christ as our savior. And our sins are washed away, a new creation, and enjoy the love he has for us. God is love. Whoever loves, whoever lives in God, lives. Whoever lives in God, whoever lives in love, lives in God, and God in him. It is a difficult thing, but what we need to do is to, with faith, give our lives to Christ. Follow the example of this sacrifice that has been made for us. It is not by our might, but by his grace. Speaking to the Israelites through Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 3, we hear the Lord saying, I have loved you with everlasting love. I have drawn you with unfailing kindness. And David in Psalm says, how priceless is your unfailing love, O God. People take refuge in the shadows of your wing. These are all examples of the love that we enjoy from our Heavenly Father. And Micah 6:8 says, he has shown you, O mortal, what is good. God has shown us what is good. He has always done that. And what does the Lord require of you? What does he require of me? If we remember our verse of last year, it is required of us to act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with our God. Love. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, we should clothe ourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Now, what is all this about? Love. Love one another. In the book of Matthew and Luke and Mark, can somebody please read Mark 12:30 for us? Mark 12:30, please. That's right. And the NIV reads, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength." The second is this, that is going to verse 31. "Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than this." Why should we love God? 1 John 4:19 says, "Because he first loved us." We have every reason to love God. First John 4:8 also says, "God is love, and anyone who doesn't love others has never known God." We know God. He lives in us. He lives with us. So we have no reason not to love others, difficult as it may be. Still in 1 John 3:11 and also Galatians 5:15, we have that we should love one another. Most parts of the Bible talks about love. So how are we meant to love one another? Lots of examples as well in the Bible. Colossians. Is somebody able to read Colossians for us? Colossians 3:13. Why should we love our neighbors as ourselves? Examples of how and why. While can others check 1 John 3:17 for us as well? While some others are checking Colossians 3:13. And all of these virtues, on all of these virtues mentioned in verse 12, which we did not read, put on love. And these virtues are compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Love binds them all together. First John 3:17, somebody able to find that for us? Another example. Of how we should love our neighbors as ourselves. How to love one another.
Sisters in need, but
And it goes on to verse 18 saying, dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and in truth. Tangible love. 1 Corinthians 13:13 says, three things will last forever: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. Showing the love of Christ is what we exist to do. From it comes everything else. And also in 1 John chapter 3:23, we are told that, and this is his command, to believe in the name of his Son Jesus Christ, and to love one another as he commanded us. The one who keeps God's commands lives in him, and he in them. We have several places in the Bible that tell us this. Believe in Jesus Christ. Love one another, following the example that Jesus Christ has set for us. Also, 1 John 4:20 says, whoever claims to love God yet hates a brother or sister is a liar. For whoever does not love their brothers and sisters whom they have seen, they cannot love God whom they have not seen. And he has given us this command: anyone who loves God must also love their brother and sister. God really wants us to experience incredible, life-changing love, mercy, and compassion. Not only from him, but from those around us as well. And he wants us to show that love to others. Follow God's example. Therefore, as dearly loved children. And it is given in Ephesians 5:1, that we should love one another, following the example of Christ. And how do we know when we are doing the right thing? 1 John 3:14 tells us that we will know that we have passed from death to life when we love one another. It is a continuous thing. Something we need to practice, to continue intentionally to put it into practice. And I pray that the grace of God will enable us to do that. Amen.